There we go. Yeah.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual champions following the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to one and all.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Have you started drinking yet?
Oh, yeah, two mulled wines in.
Yeah,
loving
two mulled wines in.
Love it.
So what did you do this morning, Jordan? Come on.
Did presents at my sister's, because we went to watch Archibald open his presents.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we went and did our Christmas there.
Nice.
And Sophie is doing a little Christmas dinner, I think. Yeah. She's doing a Christmas dinner for us all.
Was it turkey stuffing and all the usual bits of
I don't know. I just turn up.
You just turn up?
Yeah.
And what do you take with you?
Sweets and whatnot and drink and stuff.
I remember last year, because it's been a year since we've been doing this. Well, I've been doing this with you. I remember last year, you two were shouting at me that I was wrong about bringing coal in the back door. Oh, that's New Year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember that conversation?
So you're wrong again, then?
Yeah, you're wrong again.
I'm wrong twice. Oh, he's Andrew's seen, here, is he?
He's taken the year for this, Andrew. He's taken the year for this.
I know.
I've been holding a grudge for a year.
Do you boys want presents?
What, you've got presents?
I've got presents for you both.
Oh, go on, then.
Oh, I've not got you anything.
It's not the same as last year.
Oh, well. Maybe next year.
Your presents in the shop, mate.
Yeah, I've got one present. I've got...
Oh, cheers, man.
Andrew, I got you that.
Well, I've always wanted that.
Oh, what are these? Lindor shortbread.
I've got fruit pastels.
Fruit pastels?
Why? Oh. What? When you were in the shop, what made you go like, oh, Kev, fruit pastels? Did you not think like Jack Daniels or something? Could you not think that?
No, because I just didn't have enough money.
Did you not get some spends off your mum?
So I thought, oh yeah, just have that, I'll be happy with it.
I'll tell you what I bought you, for fun. Well, half of it's in my car all over the floor, but I bought you some eggnog.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to this. I've never had it.
I haven't.
Right, this is something we used to get Christmas Day when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it was for the grown-ups, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'd be the kid in the corner, my mum or dad would go, oh, go on, yeah, so make the kids an eggnog.
Yeah.
So I've made you an eggnog, George.
And what is it?
Well, it's called avocado or apricot. It's called
avocado in that vegetable.
No, it's apricot. It's like a yellow drink. It's about 80% proof or something. I've since found out.
Wow!
Don't give this to kids. Honestly, you might kill them or something. Mixed up some lemonade, and you stir it up, and it's called an eggnog.
Isn't that a box fizz?
It's an eggnog. All right. Right, live with it.
Okay.
Are you trying some?
Yeah.
Hang on. Get that down,
John. Oh, stick it in my gob.
I've given him a drink. What could possibly go wrong?
Whoa.
What? No, that doesn't sound good, does it?
That's nice, that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Andrew. If you're listening at home, Merry Christmas. We're just drinking eggnog.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells like glue.
God,
it smells like the glue you had at school.
PBA glue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love that stuff.
You'll be drinking this on Christmas Day, I'm telling you.
Are you still on it?
Hey! Hey!
Yeah.
Are you still
what?
It's awesome, isn't it?
Ooh.
You like that?
I do, actually. Don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's nice.
There you go.
Oh, that and the mulled wine, it would be a right treat. This and me, I've got two boxes of Lindor lint.
Yeah.
I'll be in a coma by half eight.
And over the Quality Street. Are we ready for chocolates already?
Oh, God.
Get the Quality Street open. So, George, get some eggnog. Get it drunk.
Wow. That feels quite nice, that.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, but keep it away from him, though.
Should we have some more?
No. Yeah.
Go on, get it drunk.
No, we've got a podcast to do.
I need to go through the
tangent.
I need to go through the year with you.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we not doing that next time? It's like New Year then.
No, not
Year in review.
No, Christmas films, Andrew.
Oh, well, yeah.
Christmas
what
film.
What are you watching this afternoon?
This afternoon?
Do you even need to ask me what I'm going to be watching?
Yeah, we know you're going to be watching The Muppets Christmas
Carol. There you go.
Yep. George is going to be watching The Commitments.
Yep.
Yep.
That's not a Christmas movie, surely.
I know, but that's...
No, but ask me why, Andrew.
Why?
Why?
Because I don't like your bog standard Christmas films. I ain't got a favourite.
Have you watched The Muppets Christmas Carol?
No.
Well, there you are, you see. That's the answer to all your problems.
It's the best thing ever, Muppets Christmas Carol. Christmas Carol. You know what I'm watching, don't you?
What?
Come on. I've guessed you two without even thinking about it.
Oh, yours is not a Christmas film.
No, but how dare you?
No, but...
Jordan.
Are we talking Die Hard?
Yes, we are.
Macaulay Culkin says it's not a Christmas film, you know.
It is a Christmas movie, sorry.
It's not.
It 1,000,000% is.
It's 1,000,000% not.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Google, incoming. Bear me one sec. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You reckon it's not a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie, because it...
Sorry, not a Christmas movie. Top 10 Christmas movies. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Top ranked and fan favourite based on IMDb and popularity. Okay. Christmas movies. Would you like to guess one before I give you one? Andrew?
Scrooge.
That's not in the top 10.
Elf.
Elf is in the top 10, yes. A Christmas Story, Home Alone. That's classed as a Christmas movie, obviously.
Yeah.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Nightmare...
I've never seen that, you know.
No, I haven't, actually. The Nightmare Before Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street, which is awesome. I like that one. Is that your eggnog coming back?
Oh.
Get some more down here. Die Hard, an action classic set at a Christmas party.
Yeah, but it's not a Christmas movie. Just because it's involved around Christmas means it doesn't necessarily...
Well, say that again. It's not a Christmas movie if it's revolving around Christmas.
Yeah.
You're on crack, lad.
I know.
It's a Wonderful Life is number one in there. And I bet you've not seen that, have you?
No, but I know what...
No, it's a good one, though, that.
Yeah, it's a great one. Great movie.
Was that the remake that was made with the girl from Matilda?
No, I don't think I've ever remade it. It's a Wonderful Life. It's
was the other one that they remade. Miracle on 50th.
So, hang on, what makes Home Alone a Christmas movie then?
I think it's set during the Christmas holidays, isn't it? Where they're going on holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they leave them at home. So, yeah.
Home Alone.
There you go. So Die Hard is a Christmas movie. You.
No, it's not.
Do you want to step outside?
And Die Hard 2 definitely is.
That's at the airport, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at the airport and it's Christmas time again.
Yeah, that one I could probably get on board with.
Shut your face. Definitely a Christmas movie. Have you got Christmas jokes? Have we got Christmas crackers?
No.
No, because you didn't like it last year.
No, I loved it. Christmas jokes.
Well, I'll wait another year now. Unless I get some for New Year.
Oh.
Can you not, like, just get some now and make them magically appear?
I know he's a wizard, but he's not that good. Shall we do Flying Fact?
If you must.
Reminders of the rules, Jordan.
Right, you got three facts.
Yep.
Two are true and one's a lie. But you've got to decipher which is the lie.
Yeah.
Right.
It's easy, isn't it?
Yep.
Go on then.
Go on then.
I've got shares in a racehorse.
Okay.
That's number one. My sister and my mother have met all the members of Take That, and Robbie Williams retweeted a picture that my sister took. And the final one is, I've never broken a bone.
Oh.
What's the racehorse called?
He's thinking. he's thinking. He's looking into the sky. His eyes are rolling around quite a lot.
Because you got shares in it.
He's not come up with it. Is it called Jordan's Horse or something?
No.
So I'm trying to help you out
there,
mate.
It's called She's Delighted.
She's Delighted?
Yeah.
Or Cheese Delighted?
She's Delighted.
It took you literally 3 minutes to come up with that.
Broken bones. You must have had a broken bone. A relative threw you down the stairs once. So there must be something going on. You must have broken something.
Don't know.
Which bone did you break?
This one.
This one, he's pointing at his leg. Okay. I thought you said you didn't break. You haven't broken a bone.
No, but I could be lying.
No, I'm confused now. I'm absolutely confused. So, give me a recap of all three. Racehorse.
Yeah.
Called?
Owning Shares. She's Delighted.
Yeah.
My mum and my sister have met... Actively met members of Take That and...
Robbie's retweeted a picture of him.
Robbie's retweeted a picture of when they met her.
Yeah, but how long ago was this?
Yeah,
good question. When was Twitter around?
Great question.
I don't know how long ago it was.
Absolutely great question.
Are you sure you've not come up with three lies here?
He does forget, doesn't he?
Are you sure you know how this feature works, Jordan?
Yeah.
I think the broken bones thing is true. I think the horse race.
I think that's true.
Shares.
If I allowed him to talk about horse racing non-stop, that's what he would do on this podcast.
But the amount of times we talked about horse racing and he's never once mentioned about shares in a horse. That's the lie. It's got to be.
I think Take That is a half truth. What a lie.
Andrew?
Yes?
Which one is it, pal?
Pal? You can tell he's had a drink. Which one is it, pal?
Honestly, this eggnog.
In a minute.
I'm going to say Take That is the lie.
You're going to take that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the horse, the shares and horse. Go on, John.
The lie is I've broken something.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I've never broken anything in my life.
That's the lie, and the others are true.
You've never broken anything?
No.
Wow.
Never broken a bone in my body.
Okay.
Right. Well, the racehorse. You need to talk more about that.
Well. It's a recent purchase between two friends of mine.
Yeah.
One's called Neil Harrop.
Yeah.
And one's called Vicky Yates.
Right.
So we've all gone into partnership with this race.
Is this a recent thing that's happened?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
And is it three of you or like 3,000 people?
I don't know how many people have got shares in this horse.
Okay. Which part of the horse do you get to own?
I don't know.
Like the front end or
probably
something?
Probably a leg or a...
The back end?
Yeah, probably. It was supposed to be running...
And have you not sort of checked in on the race to see how it did or anything?
It was supposed to be running recently, but it didn't run.
All right. Why? Because it's only got three legs or something?
No, because the trainer didn't think it was ready.
It was a donkey.
The trainer didn't think it was ready.
Right. Amazing. Well done. Mm. Do you want to hear mine?
Go on.
Yeah. Here we go. Number one. I once accidentally set fire to a campsite. That's fact one. Okay. What are you laughing at, John? Fact number two. I play Kaplunk with Johnny Vegas. That's fact number two. Okay?
Yeah.
Fact number three. I got kicked out of college after accidentally running over the principal while being fully naked on a motorbike. Discuss, boys.
Where was the campsite?
I think it was Bearded Theory in Derby, a festival, 3-day festival.
You've not been kicked out of college for running for doing. No, that's the lie.
Nudie motorbike stunts.
Yeah.
Johnny Vegas and Kaplunk, I can kind of believe that.
Yeah.
Because you kind of mix in those circles.
Kind of game that Johnny Vegas would play as well, I think.
Yeah.
Like in a green room, something like that, before a show, something.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so I believe that. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the campsite fire. I mean, I'd expect that of you.
Yeah,
if I'm honest.
No, fair play.
Totally, yeah.
There was a bit too much detail in the nakedness on a bike running over your college headmaster or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I think you might have gone a bit OTT with that.
Right. So,
that's the lie.
Yeah, that's
through the college
lie.
Campus,
yeah.
while nude on a motorbike, running the principal over, you're saying is the lie.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's true, then yeah, I'm all for that. But
you're here for the hire. Well, I can tell you, George, that one is true.
Is
the
it?
Lie was kaplunk.
No way. Yes.
Go on, I want no more.
It was exactly what I said. I was riding through the campus on a motorbike, nude.
Why?
Yeah,
because
why?
I'm a student and that's what you do. And then the principal stepped out, stupidly, and put his hand up as if to say stop. And I'm like, mate, I'm on a motorbike. It's not that easy.
Yeah, but why are we nude?
Because it was a prank. That's what you do when you're in college. You never done that.
No.
But you need to do it.
Do I look like I've done that?
But we need to do it.
That's on your bucket list for next year, mate.
Bucket list. Jordan nude, flying through a campus.
Andrew.
Mate, think of the PR for the podcast.
Andrew.
Just think about the podcast.
Andrew.
Yes.
When we go for video, we'll start doing the... Write all these challenges down and we'll start doing them when we're here.
Oh, you want it on video?
Yeah.
So an audio podcast, you're not so sure about, but on video, you'll actually do it?
Yeah.
Wow.
To be fair, mate, I don't think we'll get past like the governing body for what's allowed on screen. You know what I mean?
I mean, it can be edited, but I don't fancy putting those little black boxes over the bits and pieces, you know?
Yeah, but to be fair,
fancy doing
be a,
that bit.
Quite a little black spot, won't it?
Yeah, quite a little one.
And blurred out eyes to protect the innocent. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Woo-hoo! That image is going to stay in my head all Christmas Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. More eggnog, anyone?
Shall we do joke of the week?
Is it time for that?
Is it time for that?
Here's another joke of the week. Right, Christmas Day edition, episode 89. Scores are getting closer. Kevin's on 30.
Oh.
Jordan on 28.
Have you found your scoreboard yet?
I found it. I refound it.
But did you not have an actual Top Gear style one appeared a few months ago?
Yeah, I deleted it.
Okay, so Jordan...
Am I going first?
Yes, if you like.
I must warn you first, this is not a Christmas joke.
Oh.
I couldn't find one.
Okay. What? That
Rubbish.
Was your one job.
I know. Right. A girl brought a Rolex the other day.
Right.
And someone said to her, "How much did that set you back?" And she went, "An hour?"
Can you explain the joke, please, John?
No, don't. No, it's Christmas Day. Don't.
No, go on. He makes me do it.
No.
You really didn't get that?
We get it.
No.
But he wants an explanation.
Funny. Why?
Are you ready for mine?
Yeah.
Three wise men, Jordan, The three wise men walk into the manger.
Yeah.
And one of them stands in some donkey poo. And he goes, "Jesus Christ." And then Mary looks at Joseph and says, "That's a way better name than Keith."
Oh, it pains
do
me to say.
Point?
Yeah, you do.
Yay!
31 points to Kevin. Jordan, you're still on 28.
In your face, Jordan.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Oh.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.